SBS Arts News Time. Hello, Claire Nichols.
Hello, Jason. The Screen Actors Guild Award nominations are out. Margot Robbie got a nomination for Outstanding Performance by a Female Actor in a Supporting Role. That's for her role as Queen Elizabeth I in the film Mary, Queen of Scots. She's up against Emily Blunt for A Quiet Place, Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz both for The Favourite, Amy Adams for Vice. And speaking of Vice, in the lead actor category, Christian Bale is in the running for his role as Dick Cheney in that film. He's up against Bradley Cooper for A Star is Born, Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody, Viggo Mortensen for Green Book, and John David Washington for Black Klansman. The Australian Hugh Jackman didn't get a nomination. He did have some award hopes with the front runner, but it looks like they've come to nothing. In the Best Actress category, Lady Gaga looks to be the favourite for A Star is Born. She'll have to beat a pool including Emily Blunt again, Glenn Close, Olivia Colman and Melissa McCarthy. And of course, Jason, the SAG Awards don't have a Best Picture category. Instead, the big prize is for an outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture, and the contenders are the casts of A Star is Born, Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody and Crazy Rich Asians.
Okay, so the crazy film festival awards season is well and truly in swing. Okay, what kind of film makes more money? A film with a male lead or a female lead?
Well, apparently a female lead. There's a new report from America by the creative artists agency and the tech company Shift 7. It's analysed the top grossing films from 2014 to 2017, and it's found that on average, movies where women were in the lead role made more money than those where a man was in the lead. And these stats are particularly interesting when you remember, Jason, we were talking earlier this year about the number of roles available for women in Hollywood. As of 2016, men were still outnumbering women 2-1 in Hollywood films.
Yeah, fascinating. Claire, last week we wondered if Kevin Hart would hold on to the Oscars hosting gig, and within a few hours he'd already been booted.
Yeah, you told me.
Quite rightly too.
Yeah, you told me about these homophobic tweets and comedy bits that had resurfaced from Kevin Hart's past. They appeared right after he was confirmed as the Oscars host for 2019. And as you say, it was hours before he quit the job. On Twitter he said, "I have made the choice to step down from hosting this year's Oscars. This is because I do not want to be a distraction on a night that should be celebrated by so many amazing, talented artists. I sincerely apologise to the LGBTQ community for my insensitive words from my past."
So does anyone else want the hosting job?
I don't know that they do, Jason. As of Thursday, the word is that the Academy...
Well, you'd do it. You'd fly over.
Oh, look, I'm available. I'm keen. But the word is that the Academy is considering going without a host, so maybe we're not in the running.
You and me.
I think that'd be great. Mm. Interestingly, The Hollywood Reporter posted an article last week, just before Kevin Hart got the job, calling the Oscars host position the least wanted job in Hollywood. And when you think about it, there's this huge pressure to turn the ratings around. We know the ratings have been going down for the Oscars. And the host is in this really difficult position where they have to be funny and topical, but they can't really offend anybody. I mean, can you remember the last Oscars host that you enjoyed?
Not really.
Yeah.
No. I'd like to see Hannah Gatsby get... I mean, and I'm not a sort of Hannah Gatsby fanboy or anything, but I legitimately think she'd be really interesting in the role, but I don't think she'll get the gig. Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, James Bond and booze...
Yeah, probably in news that will surprise no one, Jason, James Bond has a drinking problem. I just want to give you a taste of how many vodka martinis this character has ordered over his career.
Dry martini, lemon peel, shaken, not stirred.
Vodka?
Of course.
Just a drink. A martini, shaken, not stirred.
Should I have said vodka martini sent up?
Shaken, not stirred.
The lady will have a Bacardi on the rocks.
For the gentleman... Vodka martini, shaken, not stirred.
Vodka martini, shaken, not stirred.
Dry martini.
Oui, monsieur.
Wait. 3 measures of Gordon's, 1 of vodka, 1/2 measure of quinoa lily, shake it over rice, and then add a thin slice of lemon peel.
So, Jason, there's been an article published in the Medical Journal of Australia saying he does have a drinking problem. He drinks in the fatal range of alcohol. They suggest he should get professional help, but in the meantime, yes, he should avoid drinking on the job, especially when tackling complex tasks such as aerial combat in helicopter gunships and deactivating nuclear weapons.
Someone made him a healthy smoothie in, I think, the last film, and he told the bartender to just flush it down the toilet and cut out the middleman, which is, I think, quite a good gag. Anyway,
I like it.
That's Claire Nichols with Arts News there.